Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
And Christine talks on the phone while she's not wearing a shirt. But that was when she ruled the world.
Yo, my sinuses are hurting. Is that a problem? Like, I'm having pain right here.
It could be a sinus infection, which sucks.
Just hurts.
Sinus infection blows. Could just be allergies.
I got to do my spray. I stopped doing my spray. Do you think that's what it is? I haven't done my spray in like 3 days.
Maybe. I don't know.
Am I dying?
No. All I'd be ever worried about is that is a sinus infection. That's not, again, it's not the end of the world. But it is when you ruled the world. Damn! Why did I give up the cello?
You would have nailed it. Did you play the cello?
No.
I wanted to, and then my mom was like, so
I was
prices.
Fat. I was going to be a clown also. Hey, Jay, you want to play the tuba, you fat shit? Anything else? Hey, why don't you carry equipment, you fucking tub?
Hey,
I'm okay.
Stop beating that kid up.
I saw what these things were going to be. No way.
You saw you touched a tuba, and you're
oh
like,
oh, my God.
And just showed
oh
you.
Oh, my God. All the one-piece bathing suit jokes I would have got if I put on a wrestling singlet. Fuck you, coaches. Suck my dick.
Could have dominated, though. Also could have got a full ride to Penn State.
Nah, fuck them. Fuck those social studies teachers, coaches.
I don't want to learn about history and have you yell at me.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. I can't take you seriously as a coach when you've called me a faggot before. Like, yeah. You grabbed my helmet and called me a faggot, and then music. You're like, anyway, now, the War of 1812.
Pretty crazy stuff. Now, follow me through it. French and Indian War, it's not exactly what you think it is.
Oh, you, Stu. You hate Coldplay, Lou. You're cold.
Damn, dude. Cold as ice.
Take him or leave him.
Damn.
Ouch.
Why? They're just like a slightly more talented Pearl Jam.
Do you think Chris...
Oh, you like that, Jay.
Except they don't make you deal with ukulele, just the occasional timpani.
Do you think Chris Martin was ever like, hey, so Brad Pitt doesn't call you or anything, does he? He lost your number, right?
Doesn't give you rings.
Does he ring you on the telly?
They consciously uncoupled years ago. He doesn't care if Brad Pitt's hitting that again.
No, he didn't give a fuck. Dude, he's out there with some bird he picked up.
They just did, was it 2 weeks ago? Was it this weekend? The Coldplay show? It was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Oh, where? The Apollo?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Damn, dude.
Why are you so cold towards Coldplay?
I wasn't, but now Jay's turned me out against them. Now.
Wow. See what happened? You filled them up with beer and then you spun them.
Oh, that's what
it was.
You
crossed the Pearl Jam line.
Yeah, dude.
Crossed the Pearl Jam line.
Yeah, you have to compare them like they're some kind of football
Which is
team.
Crazy.
Well, listen, Pearl Jam's had a longer career. Coldplay's just better.
Damn.
If you like the same song over and over, which Whoa. You do because you like the same format, corn.
What?
You guys are the only ones. I'm the only one in studio
Coldplay
right now.
Coldplay and corn?
I'm watching Lou get salty towards
They keep
this.
Turning out the same song. Like the same song. It all sounds the same. Coldplay. Corn's very similar to that. You know what we do? We're different, you know?
We? Yeah. Are you in the band, dude? That's crazy.
Me and my guys.
You're the PJ Army?
Yeah, dude.
I'm a general in the PJ Army.
I'm a foot soldier.
Foot soldier.
And I'll take you out, bro. I'm a grunt.
I work in the mess hall mostly.
Mostly. And when Colonel Vedder comes through.
Yeah. Oh, man. You just, well, yeah, it's your opinion, is that no one's going to be better. So I get it. Is there any band you think is a close second, or are you just like, they figured out something that nobody else could have done? I know they just hit you particularly, and
right,
there are a lot of people's favorite band, but I mean, like...
I used to think Dave Matthews was close second, but now I know he's not.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
So I'm going to go see him in MSG.
God damn it.
Zap-a-dap-a-dap.
In a month.
Coming in the studio.
Well, your music taste should have a fucking ankle bracelet made of hemp.
I'm surprised you're not much better at hacky sacking than you are.
I hated hacky sacking.
Yeah, dude. If you had hair, would it be dreads?
We might have to have them in, but welcome back.
I should set you up with my sister when she was 15. Yeah. She loved Dave Matthews then.
Time machine, dude. There you go, back.
Yeah, dude. That voice. Maybe you could crash into her.
Yeah. That voice you're hearing, a friend of the show, welcome back, Sam Morril.
Thank you.
In a bar's dream. It's a piano cover.
Wow, this is nice, man. I miss you guys. I haven't seen you guys forever.
Well, Sam Morril's new documentary, Full Capacity, out now, available on YouTube. Go check it out.
Yeah, man.
Watch the documentary of comedy coming back to New York City.
Yeah,
and drunk hecklers returning. How fast did that come back?
Oh, just my God.
People not knowing how to handle their shit.
Yeah, I mean, thank God it's in a club again. I mean, we were doing it in parks and shit. So thank God it was just, in a club. Although, you know how it goes when the cellar was at 30% capacity. People were looking around like, hey, this is, it's a sellout, but it doesn't look like a sellout. Yeah. So they're just like, we can misbehave. Fuck the show.
Yeah, I noticed that. The looser crowds were easier to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
This is our private show. Me and my 30 friends.
Yeah, dude, when I did Helium Philly, when it was still at COVID capacity, there was a table in the middle that just talked like it was dinner.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, what? You're like, I don't know.
They're mad at you. They're like, we're having a conversation.
It was right after that Cholo dude got famous for skating around with Ocean Spray, listening to, and it looked like that guy. Oh, and I was like, that'd be great if it was him.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Izzy.
I'm signing a three picture deal right now.
Sorry, they're gonna do my longboard story. To Fleetwood
I'm not
Mac.
Even gonna take an attempt at the Latin American voice because I'm gonna sound mentally ill. You guys actually can pull it off.
Well, what we've been watching before you came in is Jay found out that there's reaction videos to our stand up. So we've been watching people react to our stand-up.
We watched one a piece. I'm trying to find ones that are going to be bad. One was a black couple, I guess, watching me on Bad Boys of Comedy.
Oh, wow. I remember that set, dude. Woman. You did the joke about how your friend wasn't scared of guns, but he was scared of squirrels.
That's the joke they were watching.
Yeah. That's a fucking great joke. And you did I remember watching that set. You did the West Side Story.
Yeah.
I'll fucking fight you. That joke. Yes. That was a classic.
That's there's that set, but it's just a minute and 22 seconds of that first joke you mentioned, and they didn't really give it too much shit other than they were saying it seemed like it was unfinished because it was like only part of the joke, but they chuckled a little bit. But in the very beginning, the girl was very dismissive and angry. By the way, this is why I went by just Big J in the black circuit, because it was almost Okerson. Like their react. Yeah, he goes, Big J, whatever. Who gives a shit? Like, she was like so angry. I'm like, I didn't come in saying you should watch this myself. I guess what they call him, Big J. What do you say his name is again? The guy's like Okerson. He goes, whatever. Who gives a fuck?
But he got them both. He got them both to laugh.
That's a more valuable laugh.
Yeah,
absolutely. When it starts over here and you, yeah, man.
Yeah, you bring them to you.
Yeah.
Dan, I saw a headline for one that says Ukrainian.
Yeah, Ukrainian watches my Russian
Dan's
joke.
Russian,
that's a classic.
Russian people are a scary joke.
And then he.
And his reaction, but he was all positivity too.
Because
like,
it's a
pro. Like
it's pro Russian. So anybody that sounds like that is like.
Well, but you've gotten a severe reaction the other way from that same joke.
Oh, yeah.
We are not scary.
My
son is not scary.
He is not scary. I had a lady write
that's
me.
That's a positive
like,
stereotype.
Yes. This lady wrote, though, like, do I tell my son he is scary? She, like, emailed my website. It was fucking wild. She's like, what do you tell him? He is not scary, Russian. He is a baby.
He is not scary.
Yeah. Have you watched any reaction videos to people watching your shit?
I haven't, but I'll get responses. Like, I'll look at if I do one on Instagram, I'll look at the comments. Or like, if it's a black person calling me corny, that one hurts your soul. That's it, right to the, yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, because I'm like, fuck, I, you know,
All right.
It hurts.
Because you, when they say it, there's immediately a part of you that's like, you're not wrong.
Yeah, well, hacky is like, that's our word.
Yeah.
But that's like their way of like, it's like they found a way around the N-word for us.
So there's, for Jay, it was, we thought it was going to go bad because originally, like, he was like, my friend Kareem, who is black? And she's like, duh. It was like that kind of thing.
Yeah, right. That's the joke. I go, he's black. And then she goes, obviously. Like that kind of, and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
So we thought it was gonna go bad, but then it turned around when he got to the joke. But yeah, I mean,
I hate people that watch comedy like that. That's like
to be angry.
Well, you're coming on with your arms crossed, and it's like I have to win you over. This shit's free.
It happens nightly.
Nightly.
Yeah. It happens nightly. I always find that there's always this one TikTok? Person. If you look around, there's one person who's like
we're talking arms.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about in
oh real life.
In
yeah.
real life, there's
yeah.
someone who comes to watch comedy every night. Someone comes in like, let's always go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Comedy's not my thing, so I guess we'll see.
I told you about Evil Steve Young, Sacramento Punchline.
But that's also not... Let me just finish the sentence, though. It's not their thing. When somebody comes in and it's like you're not their thing, but they have an open mind, and they go, oh my God, like I've never... I'm usually a fan of these people, and that was fucking great. Like, that feels nice. When someone comes in the other way, they go, yeah, like the vibe of that goes... Yeah, you were good, dude. You were good. You're fuck you. I wish you would have hated and walked out. Because your personality is like, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know. That's my 0 to 60. Things like that. Someone's like, hey, man, I'm okay with you.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it.
Thing. Like, it's like, are we the only people do? Like, do you think anyone goes to the ballet and they're like, dazzle me.
Yeah.
You don't go in, like, it's kind of because everyone thinks they're funny. So no one, I don't get how people roll in with that attitude. I mean, I would never, if I go to something that's not my thing, I'm like, oh, let's see what, I try to have an open mind. Isn't that the point?
Yes. You know how many girls have dragged me to like plays that their friends are in that I have to be like, I'll watch this. You know?
All right,
like,
I'll watch it.
All right. And then sometimes you see someone in one of those things.
I guess I'll give Hamilton a shot. I don't know what the hell this is.
I'm not a history guy. But that's it. What blows my mind more than comedy people are people when they do that watching sports where they're like, what's he doing? You're like, the thing that you can't do.
Yeah.
There's no way you could make a catch with 2 feet in bounds. You couldn't, no matter how many chances they gave you.
It's a great way to identify an idiot. I knew a kid in college.
Jay's got a couple beers, so he thinks he can do it. He's got a couple beers in him.
No, I fucking pull my neck sleeping. I'm not going to say shit to Peyton Manning. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I remember I was watching a game, and it was a Super Bowl, Peyton Manning versus the Bears. It was And I lived with a kid in college. He fucking sucked. He just sucked. And I remember him being like, Peyton Manning fucking sucks. And I was like... You say don't like him, but no, he's like, he's like, no, he's fucking bad at football. Like, that was his whole thing. I was like, he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, you know, like, if I trained every day, and I'm like, well, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. You're fucking fat, and you're 19. You don't even have, like, a good excuse.
Yeah, he's also been, he's like a legacy quarterback. Like, from the time he was 9 years old, they're like, Peyton's got a little something.
And you guys are right. You're all right. But I could dab them 2 feet in bounds.
No, you couldn't. You absolutely cannot.
Okay.
It's just funny when it's someone who's objectively, like, there's nothing, you can't say he's bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's always funny. He actually sucks at the game. You're like, no, that's not, that's too, like, when someone goes too far.
Yeah.
When they're trying to be real, because I'm being serious. He's bad at football. He goes, he's not.
He's in the NFL.
He's great.
He's in the NFL. You could even say
might be bad at free throws, though.
Yeah.
Under any circumstance.
Although you see, it's weird. It's weird when you see a guy and you're like, his form looks right, kind of, but it just doesn't. It's like DeAndre Jordan. His form kind of looked right. It just didn't go in.
Would you take Simmons on the Knicks?
I mean, what's the price? For free, of course.
No, not for free. You got to get rid of some expiring contracts and a draft pick.
No.
High draft pick.
He's a great player. I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, he's a great, great player. I mean,
is he though?
He just can't shoot, but I mean, dude, if he was used like Draymond Green or like Rajon Rondo, it's just that he came in and LeBron's like, this guy could be better than me, and I'm like, well, that's the kiss of death right there.
Yeah.
You know? Oh man, that kind of thing.
I'd be okay if he could just shoot like a guy. That'd be like if you start
comedy and Chappelle's like, you're gonna be better than I ever was. Sam Morril is gonna be the greatest comedian of all time, and there's nothing that's ever gonna stop him.
And then I have a drinking problem, and they're just like, this guy sucks. You're like, well, it's just one special. Maybe the next special will be better. But now
I'd be happy if Ben Simmons could shoot like a decent rookie. would be nice. Yeah. I mean, just
to be able, just to have the confidence. I feel like it's mental, man. Because you see him shoot.
It's all mental.
It's all mental, and that's when it's like, man, that's...
Well, if I'm judging by his summer videos, it's because they strap him down with that itchy shirt all day.
Yeah.
He needs that shirt.
Oh, he never... Those videos that come out of him banging threes, never.
It's also... You know what I hate about this generation of players is with the Instagram? It's like, guys used to just like be better. Now they're like, check out this trailer for what I'm going to do next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they show up and they suck. I'm like, you fucking cock teased the whole city. Dude.
Everybody's getting honey dicked.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting honey dicked on everything where they're like, everything has got like a little sneak peek of like something amazing's coming. And then it's and then it's mediocre. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, that thing you hyped up, it's too much hype.
He's too handsome. I mean, you can't be a great basketball player and look like Derek Jeter. Like, it's just too much ass thrown at you.
That's probably what it is. He's got the yips because he's just so concentrated on pussy all the time.
Ben Simmons? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he's rolling in it.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I don't think he cares. To me, I'd be more humiliated by how it's making him look. No one... From players on down, no one's like, he goes, good man, stick up for yourself. He goes, no, you signed a contract that says you're going to play.
4 years, dude.
And it's like the city didn't, or not even the city, but like the team didn't say like, you fucking suck, get out of here. They just like, they asked right questions right afterwards that they were like, I don't know. I mean, he did almost single-handedly lose the fucking playoffs for them.
Well,
so,
he got scared. I mean, that's the thing. Trae Young, like, he gets big-dicked in the big moment, and Simmons just can't get it up.
Stop. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
He really knows he has to. Before that game seven, dude, Ben Simmons, his interview thing where he said, he goes, no, I know. He goes, I got to go out there tonight and, like, put on a show. Like, I got to, like, just come out and do it. And it was his worst. He shot the least and did the absolute least of all games.
Would you trade him straight up for Kyrie Irving with Kyrie's baggage? Yeah, Kyrie's baggage is, like, too much now.
I don't want a guy like that on my team. Philly always gets that guy, the fucking problem guy, the Terrell Owens and shit. They always get that guy.
He's so good. I mean, Kyrie, though, you watch him
play. Deshaun Jackson, we had him twice a problem. Twice it was a problem.
That'd be fun being a problem. If you're as dominant at a sport and you can just be a problem. It's like, Dan, you showing up for training camp? I go, I don't know. Hey, Dan, you threw for over 5,000 yards last season, only two picks. You going to show up training camp? I go, they going to sweep my contract?
I can't believe, whatchamacallit, Antonio Brown didn't. I can't believe all the disgraced guys. Deshaun Watson, I can't believe he can go to the Eagles.
It's crazy, man. You know, Kyrie is like a hot chick. It's like Kevin Durant just got to put up with like a crazy hot chick.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, for the people, like, for the people listening that don't know, Kyrie Irving today they announced, right, that it's like, unless he gets vaccinated, he can't be a part of anything, right?
Which
he
I bet Fox News is just beating.
You know what it's
too.
Like? Kevin Durant and Kyrie were best friends. It's like when you become roommates with your best friend.
Yeah.
And you see some shit you didn't want to see.
You're like, oh, dude, I didn't know you were terrible to your girlfriend. I thought you were hiding it. You know what I mean? Or you're like, oh, dude, you eat the last slice? You fucking prick. But Kyrie's crazier than that. Kyrie's like, you broke my video game system and then said it never worked. And he's like, it didn't. Kevin Durant, too, which, by the way, got out of a super team, went to a super team, won. Everyone hated him, went to the Nets, blown knee, and then now he's like, come on, just one.
It's almost good for his legacy now because if he doesn't have Kyrie, he's like likable again.
Yeah. Also, his old man geography teacher hair is funny.
Oh, dude.
Nah, anyone teamed up with Harden looks like they're villains.
Yeah, but I mean, it's tough because just like as a fan, man, what if you got Harden? You were like this close, I feel like, Simmons. You didn't want Harden?
No.
Oh, he's a phenom. I love Harden.
No, he's an amazing player for sure. Again, he's one of those guys, like the person that he's going to miss games and all kinds of bullshit for nonsense. I want a guy who's just coming like.
You just want a good girl.
I don't want a guy that's always like, it was Allen Iverson. It was like, what's going to be this year? Are they going to find a gun in his car again? Or his boys are going to have weed on it? Whatever it is, there's always some shit every offseason.
You know
his
what?
Wife's outside.
But you love
naked.
Embiid.
Love him. I love Iverson. I'm just saying, like, just a guy where it's like. With Ben Simmons, like, he seems to not be that guy until this year.
Yeah, so basically, you're right. Like, your analogy, he's just dealt with, Jay as a fan has just dealt with crazy chicks his whole life, and he's like, can I just get a girl that knows her dad? Dude, is okay with everything?
Just a guy, just a straight up, that's why Tobias Harris is great.
Yeah, he's a pro. He
shows up.
Overpaid, though. You overpaid him just to have like a guy.
Just consistency.
Absolutely.
It's like buying a woman a $4 million ring just because she might not pull a knife on you. Yeah. You know?
Thanks for not being crazy.
Yeah. Danny Green's got comic books all over his arms. These guys are nerds. Seth Curry's married to the coach's daughter.
Yeah, which has got to be, that's like some Ted Lasso shit. That's weird. It's weird to be that in-house. You don't watch it?
No.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
I heard it's really, really funny.
It's really good. Heartwarming.
That's what I keep hearing. Kind of what keeps me away.
Yeah, but heartwarming. It's, yeah, but it gets you. It does get you. Oh, you'll soften from it, dude.
I think violence or need violence or really weird.
Okay.
Yeah, but everything's violent, though. I'm watching Squid Game now, and I'm like, yeah, this is great, but I need, like, something. I can't watch this, like, right before bed. I can't watch.
Dude, are you kidding me?
That
it's Korean Double Dare. That's all it is. That's all Squid Game is. You get those flags, baby. It's a good shot.
Double Dare meets Parasite.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking wild.
Yeah.
They must think we're such pussies.
Oh, yeah.
Korea?
It's so like, dark.
It's Americans. They can't handle their horror films.
Well, what we do to their movies is just horrible. These like crazy movies. The one they said they wouldn't even do, Old Boy.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it.
They said they wouldn't let an American do it unless they got an actor who was willing to eat the live octopus like the guy does.
Yeah. In
the
Old
original
Boy.
Old Boy. And then they Josh eventually Brolin. Just went, well, no, it was Spike Lee.
Yeah,
said,
yeah.
I'll direct it. And they were like, all right, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, cool.
And he just made like a fine whatever movie, but if you didn't, it's fine if you didn't see the original, but the original's like, yo, that movie was crazy.
I've heard from so many people, it's incredible.
They did that with a couple of foreign movies. There's one called Funny Games.
Yeah.
I think that's like, there's a British version that is just fucking crazy. And then there's they made an American version direct with like stars in it. So it's fucked up still, but it's like the Last House on the Left remake. Do you know what I mean? It's like they made it R-rated where like, in the 70s, these movies were questioned as like, is this okay? Like, this has to be like an adult theater or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's like they've done that with American, but they just soften the shit out of them when they're like wild.
American movies have always been like kind of softer. I mean, that's the thing is like they had that production code back in the day where it would almost be cooler movies because they had to use innuendo and like those noirs would almost be like hotter because a woman would be like, oh, maybe I'll call you. And you'd be like, ooh, that's kind of hot.
Why did
still,
it move?
You know? Yeah.
It really did. Before, like, that's what's I think the counter argument to everyone being like, I want to say whatever I want to say. It's like, yeah, but sometimes it makes it funnier when you have to work around something.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Sometimes. Like sometimes, but not always.
Parameters?
Not always. Yeah. Yeah. Like, not always. But I'm saying there are times where you're like, some of the silliest words, sexual innuendos from the 50s, were like, because they couldn't say fuck, they couldn't say pussy or dick. They were just like, ah, well, you know, your old sizzle stick might go, and you're like, that's very funny.
Yeah, hot tuna.
Hot tuna's hilarious.
I mean, I just felt that.
Yeah, it made you pulse in your fucking veins, dude.
I forget, what did hot tuna sing? Are they on the road again?
Yeah,
I'm on the road again.
I thought that was. Is that hot tuna?
Yeah.
Or is it hot?
Yeah.
It might not be hot
cup
tuna.
Of corn.
Oh,
is it hot cup of corn?
Hot cup of corn, hot tuna. No, it's warm flounder.
Is it steamed broccoli?
It's in hot tuna.
Where are you at this? Are you on the road this week?
Springfield, Missouri, in Blue Ridge.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Buenos notte, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I haven't taken a weekend off since April.
Why?
Because I don't know how to say no to shit. I don't know.
Are you feeling burnt out?
Yeah. Yeah. Burning out?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
You gotta slow down.
Yeah, dude. You forgot during the pandemic.
I did it.
We had to take time off.
I did. I had like 13 in a row again. At one point, that just came up and it just fucking it's bad.
I'm taking time off, and I have 2 weeks off in November.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. What about holidays? You gonna take that a little slower?
I might. I'm thinking
take
about
New Year's off.
Yeah, I probably will.
New Year's is a shit show.
Yeah, money grab, good. Though.
I money. Know it's a money grab.
It is a money grab.
It is a money grab. But that's how I feel about Valentine's Day too. I'm like, I'll see how my year is. I'm like, if I need the money, I'll do Valentine's Day.
I try to never do Valentine's Day, but New Year's
no
Eve.
One laughs.
New Year's Eve's hard is the hard one to say.
I did once a Laugh Boston New Year's Eve, and it was 6 and 8 p.m., and I was like, why doesn't every club do this?
That's pretty great.
Because then you're done. You don't have to, I mean, we've all done those where you have to like ring in the new year, and
most
you're like,
of them.
You know, you're like Dick Clark, and you're like, 10, 9, and you're just like, fucking kill me.
I didn't this like the show, and I remember I was hosting, I wasn't hosting, I was at Helium in Philly, and I just did like they said do the countdown. It's like 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm contractually done. Happy New Year. Bye, everyone. I put the mic down. I'm like, all right, I'm out. That was it.
Yeah, I think I'm doing Providence this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
That's but it's also the whole weekend.
Yeah, so
it's
like, that's good. Is it on a weekend?
Yeah. So that's what's kind of nice about
it. That's where they get you.
but it's always great money.
What's can of heat, right?
Canned heat.
Canned heat.
Not even hot tuna.
Nope. Hot tuna's
what
a cool
does hot tuna
name,
sing?
I don't care.
Jacob, you hate this band?
Every time. What are you upset about?
Oh,
there's a chance
fucking
you're going
to hate this song.
Do you think
this guy's
you're
voice? I want to punch him so bad.
Are you worried you're going to put on Hot Tuna and we're going to realize it's better than Pearl Jam, dude?
Are you a Pearl Jam guy?
Oh, yeah. Die Hard. That's really? What you walked in on. It was Jay was saying Coldplay was better than Pearl Jam. And
oh, yeah?
Really ticking Lou off.
Yeah. Hit me right in the
Are you a Coldplay guy?
I'm more Coldplay than Pearl Jam.
Wow.
And that really pisses Lou off.
I don't know enough about it, any of them, but I mean, yeah.
It's a great answer. See? No, I still love you.
Okay. Yeah, I know Joe List will be
furious.
You
don't love me anymore, Lou?
Nope.
But Joe List doesn't like The Sopranos, so fuck him.
Yeah, but he's an idiot. So there you go.
Yeah, we were at the cellar and he was breaking down The Sopranos. He almost had me turned for a little bit.
No.
And then I was like, no, all right.
I'm on the wall of The Sopranos where I'm like, it's fine. I liked it.
Yeah.
It doesn't like it didn't like speak to me in a way. Like, I really, Christine's even said, like, do you want to go back? I've never watched Sopranos. And I go, I don't even think I watched the first few seasons. I think I came into it a little late, but I watched every episode from when I came into it.
Yeah.
Never even thought to go back. I got where the story was.
It's worth it, man.
And then
it's
I just
so
didn't.
Good.
And she was like, you want to do the whole thing? I'm like, not really. I'm just trying to start a new show.
How bummed out were you by Many Saints of Newark?
Dumb and Dumber was a better prologue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurt.
It really was.
I still love David Chase, but like, I mean, it was tough.
If you didn't watch, have Christine.
I've heard people say it was great.
Have Christine watch Many Saints in Newark with you without watching The Sopranos.
What do you think of it?
I thought the movie was, it was fun to watch actors do impressions of the characters and when they nailed it. Like the mom.
She was great.
She was great.
The acting's good. It's just not a good movie.
It wasn't a good movie.
It's just, it was tough. I mean, it's like, I'm such a fan. I'm not usually that hyped for
a prequel. That was your Star Wars.
Yeah. It's like, that's our extended universe, right?
Yeah.
That's
The Sopranos universe. It was just so like heavy handed at points where it was like, Uncle Junior says this. And you're like, he said that in the show.
All mafia things are, isn't it? New York.
My town, dude. Yeah. Gotti. We got to do a watch along of Gotti, the John Travolta movie.
Oh, is it terrible?
Yeah, I mean, hilarious.
Didn't Vin Diesel do something like Find Me Guilty or something?
Please bring up Find Me Guilty. Please look that up.
I think picture. It could have been. Fuck, I don't want to say it was a great director who did it too.
Oh, that was a funny thing on that. Have you watched that, Sam? That hour. It's like an hour show on Netflix. It's called Cliche, like movie cliches and whatever. It was so good. One of them. Was Vin Diesel like watching? It goes like one of the other like, cliches of movies is watching a funeral from afar. And he goes, and the Fast and Furious cinematic user took one step further where they go, you see Paul Walker watching a funeral from afar, and Vin Diesel watching Paul Walker
watching the funeral
from afar, watching a funeral from afar.
This That's is amazing. Find Me Guilty.
Who directed it? It was a big time director.
I don't know. We'll see in the trailer. I bet they'll tell you.
Is it a Gotti movie?
I don't know, but I love bad mafia movies.
Never lost the case. You're all going down.
The men you see before you have engaged in all sorts of criminal activities.
Look at the Goombas. The biggest criminal trial in U.S. history. Counts.
At least four prosecutors.
Tapes. Surveillance videos.
This movie looks really poorly made, except for him.
You're on.
Oh, wow. I do sort of remember this.
I'm Jackie D'Onofrio. I'm defending myself in this case. I'm going to be my own lawyer. I've been in prison half my life. Sometimes I think I had too much legal experience.
Is this like bad My Cousin Vinny?
What do I need with the lawyers?
It's not just you. They get one of you for spitting on the sidewalk and all of you can go down.
Oh, shit, like Peter Dinklage.
I'm separating him from the case.
Oh, yeah, isn't he a wizard?
Yeah.
You want to bet?
The Brunos want you dead.
Those guys love me, man.
Oh, dude, I'm going to watch this. Find Me Guilty?
Listen to you, and he loves you?
Yeah, he loves me.
Not cut your heart out.
Dude, him with a wig?
I want to offer a deal.
I'm a knockaround guys guy.
Oh, yeah? Friends.
You know what the two best words in the English
dude,
language are?
Vin Diesel is... Change. Becoming one of my favorite. He's surpassed The Rock in my mind.
I don't know. That Rock rap we just listened to was pretty rough.
It's rough.
The Rock rap was really bad. It
Vin
really
Diesel's kind of
Vin Diesel,
me
but Vin Diesel's got that love music he makes.
Yeah, did you ever listen to
Who
Vin
directed
Diesel's
that
music?
Movie? What, The Rock's rap?
Yeah, we listened to The Rock's rap.
I heard it, yeah.
Did you ever hear Vin Diesel's music?
No.
Christine, find that. Jay, hit him with it.
Vin Diesel has music?
Yeah.
Just do the reads?
Yeah, just, you know what? Just, how many, we got one read. Do the read while Christine finds.
No, we don't. Oh, we have so many more reads.
I don't have any.
Really? I've got two.
Why do you have two?
I don't know. This is what you gave me.
Sydney Lumet directed that, dude.
Sydney Lumet.
That's one of the best directors of all time.
Is it? I don't know film.
He did fucking Dog Day Afternoon and Network and The Verdict and shit.
Really?
Yes.
And then he did Find Me Guilty?
Yes.
Was he senile?
He loved the D's, dude.
He goes, I got to work with Vin Diesel.
And he goes, get me Vin Diesel.
I don't want to.
I worked with a young Pacino.
Yeah.
I worked with a young Faye Dunaway.
This guy's got the stuff. Put him in a hairpiece.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.